Lord, change me from afraid to apprehensive. John 14:6 reads, Jesus answered, I am the way. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm afraid. There, I finally said it. I'm afraid. It took some courage for the patient to admit this to her pastor. It also took confidence that he wouldn't scold her, but would understand. Usually we cry into our pillows in the dark when no one can hear us. We keep that stiff upper lip so others won't think ill of us. But in trying to hide our fear, we only encourage it to deepen its shadows. Taking her hand, the pastor asked, Are you afraid of death, or are you apprehensive? Then he went on to explain, As children, when we first attempted to ride a bicycle, it wasn't with fear, but with apprehension. We wanted to ride, but we didn't know how. When we were teenagers, we went on our first dates. We were jittery, not just because we were afraid, but because we hadn't done that before. On our wedding day, it wasn't fear, but apprehension that made us nervous. Would our love be lifelong? How could we know without trying? When the first baby was on the way, it was the same thing. Not fear, but apprehension because of the unknown. The patient was nodding in agreement. So it is with death, the pastor continued. It's a brand new experience for us. We have never walked that way before. No one has ever returned to tell us how it goes. Of course, we're apprehensive. Of course, we have all sorts of questions, all sorts of thoughts. And there's nothing wrong with them. Then the pastor pointed her to the answers for her questions. Though God's children don't know what death will be like or how they will face it, they do know two important truths. They know that death leads to heaven, and they know that Jesus is the only way there. The Savior himself has told us, so we know it's true. I am the way, he said. He not only shows or leads us on the way, he is the way. He is the road our feet must travel if we want to reach heaven. He also has told us where he leads, to the Father. That's what heaven really is, being forever with the Father, who made us and redeemed us. To be eternally safe in his house, secure in his family, serving him without sin, that's what heaven is. Though we don't know what death will be like, by God's grace, we do know where it will take us and how to get there. We pray, Lord, I've talked to you about my concerns. I've carried my anxious questions to you. Show me the answers I need so that I won't be overcome with fear. Show me my Savior's loving face and his promise of your eternal home. Help me be brave enough to talk about my concerns also with those near and dear to me. I need their encouragement, and they need your answers too. In the name of Jesus, who is the way to heaven, I ask this. Amen.
Thank you for listening. This devotion is brought to you from the Lutheran Home Association's Grateful Passing Booklet. After listening, we recommend journaling your thoughts. There are dedicated pages in the booklet, a free download on our website. This will allow you to explore your thoughts and feelings, remember your loved ones, or record your ongoing journey through grief. Sometimes, it can be comforting to look back and see how far you've come over time. Most of all, be assured that you can find comfort in God and His grace.